In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So Tim Grace, here was this hiker who was enjoying the outdoors. He was going up mountains, walking through forests, and having a grand old time. And as he was hiking and stuff, he got a little distracted, and on one occasion, he lost his balance. He slipped and started rolling off a cliff. And fell right off the cliff, and he's going down, down, down. All of a sudden, he grabs this little branch. And he's holding on to this little branch. He looks down, and there's certain death. He's got that branch. He's holding his whole weight on that little branch. All of a sudden, he reaches out to God. He says, God, help me, help me. God says, I'm here. You're okay. God says, Lord, help me, help me. He says, I'm here. It's okay. Well, help me, please. God says, I know you're scared, but I need you to do something. I need you to let go of the branch. Right? The guy looks down, looks down at a certain death and just pauses. Right? He waits and waits. Then he calls out again, God, are you still there? God says, I'm here. The man thinks about it and says, is anybody else up there? Petition is a form of prayer. But as we have emphasized, even petition in the right spirit is the lowest form of prayer. Prayer is about relationship, about encounter, about speaking and listening to God, knowing how much he loves us and desiring to love him back. It's when God's thirst meets our thirst. That's prayer. And we have been emphasizing this call to prayer here at Our Lady of Grace for the Lenten season. As a parish family, we have committed ourselves to focusing on our call to prayer, for we are Christians. And as Christians, we are called to imitate the life of our Lord, to follow his way. And his way is marked by prayer. We cannot say, I follow the Lord Jesus, I'm a Christian, and then not pray. For the Lord Jesus was clearly a man of prayer. And as his followers, we are called also to be a people of prayer. Now, so far during Lent, we have been drawing from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. We've been looking to the wisdom of the Church to teach us and mature us and help us to understand what prayer is. I'd like for us to go back to the Catechism. And I would like for us to look specifically at number 2567. Listen to what the Catechism says about prayer. God calls man first. My goodness, that itself is powerful. That's an elementary lesson of the spiritual life. So oftentimes we can think, oh, I should pray now, and we think we're doing that. But God is the one who calls us first. God is the one who initiates. I should pray, I should go to confession, I should read the Bible, I should be kinder to my spouse, I should serve the poor, whatever it might be in our different vocations, God is the one who's initiating. God reaches out to us first. The Catechism continues. Man may forget his creator or hide far from his face. He may run after idols, or accuse the deity of having abandoned him. Yet the living and true God tirelessly calls each person to that mysterious encounter known as prayer. In prayer, the faithful God's initiative of love always comes first. Our own first step is always a response. As God gradually reveals himself and reveals man to himself, prayer appears as a reciprocal call, a covenant drama. Through words and actions, this drama engages the heart. It unfolds throughout the whole history of salvation. My goodness, I hope, Team Grace, that as I'm reading this passage of the Catechism, that you are as inspired as I am. As I read this, I hear momentum, adventure. I hear a call, a mysterious encounter, an invitation, a summons. That God desires to be with us. He wants us to spend time with him. He wants us to allow him to be a part of our lives. He wants to walk with us, accompany us. He loves us, and he's asking for us to reciprocate that love. And this happens and flourishes in prayer. Now, in the spiritual treasury of the church, there are multiple different ways of praying. We've stressed before the importance of our set prayers. Our set prayers are very important in our spiritual tradition. Of all our set prayers, we can highlight one this morning. I like to highlight what's called the morning offering. Now, there are many different variations of the morning offering, but the basic sentiment is the same. The same disposition is given in all versions. Namely, that at the very beginning of our day, We give our entire day to the Lord Jesus. Before our foot hits the floor, we are telling the Lord Jesus, this entire day is yours. Whatever comes, whatever it's going to involve, whatever I expect, whatever I don't expect, I give everything to you. This day is yours. Now again, there are many different versions. When I was younger, I learned this version. Oh my Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you all the prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day. In union with your most sacred heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the conversion of sinners, in reparation for sin, for the intentions of all my friends and associates, and for the general intention recommended this month by the Holy Father. Amen. That's one version of the morning offering. Again, it's an opportunity for us at the very beginning of our day to give our entire day, to give our lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, while we have set prayers in the church, and they are important, Mother Church also has prayer methods within her treasury. And it's important that as Christians, we know these prayer methods as well. Last week, we spoke about the prayer method called Lectio Divina. This Sunday, I'd like for us to talk about the prayer method known as composition of place. For us to understand this prayer method, we need to review some basic things about what it means to be human, to be a human being, a human person. First, that we are made of body and soul, that our soul consists of an intellect and will, that our intellect is the capacity to reason and think, but our intellect also contains our memory and our imagination. Our imagination is a powerful capacity contained in our intellect and our spiritual soul. The prayer method composition of place engages our spiritual imagination. Using the spiritual imagination, it composes a place, hence the name composition of place. It uses a biblical scene and it recreates it. It seeks to actively engage our senses. We create the scene and then we ask ourselves, what do we see, hear, taste, touch, and smell? Once the place is composed, we then encounter God, either God the Father or the Lord Jesus Christ, or God the Holy Spirit. Once we encounter God, we begin to speak and to listen to him. This is called the colloquy. Colloquy is just a conversation between ourselves and God. The colloquy, the entire composition of place is set in order for us to have that colloquy. The colloquy can be a few minutes, or hours, or days. Some of our mystics have remained in colloquy for weeks, months, and years. Some have miraculously went without food and water during prolonged colloquies with God. So understanding composition of place, we can ask the most obvious question. Well, how do I know what place to pick? In all the events that are contained in the sacred scriptures, how do I know which one to choose? Well, sometimes we can choose a scene that might reflect a question or concern we have. We look at salvation history, we look at the scriptures, we find a scene that resonates with a concern or a question, and we put ourselves in that scene by composing the place through our spiritual imagination. Or sometimes we can pick a scene based on an event in our lives. So whatever is happening in our life, where in the scriptures is something similar like that happening, and then we put ourselves in that scene. And if that neither of those apply, then more simply, we can just pick the gospel of the day or one of the readings of the day. We know that every day through the daily mass, there are readings assigned. A gospel is assigned, the scripture is assigned to that day. You can simply open up and say, what's the gospel for today? What's the first reading for today? And you can use that portion of scripture. Composition of place is usually done seated. Last week, we spoke about Lectio Divina, where we kneel and we have our palms up. You can pray Lectio Divina however you want. That's the more traditional posture. The traditional posture for composition of place is seated, because there's a lot of work happening. We're actively engaging our spiritual imagination to create an entire place in our intellect so that we can then have the colloquy. Now, composition of place, again, can be done in any posture. It's just traditionally composition of place is done seated. Not to tell you, in my own spiritual life, when I was in my 20s, I loved composition of place. In fact, one of our spiritual masters, St. Ignatius of Loyola, created a whole 30-day exercise on composition of place, simply called the spiritual exercises. And in my 20s, I did those 30 days in silence, 30 days of composition of plays. And I remember at the very beginning of the spiritual exercises, one of the composition of plays, St. Ignatius tells us to compose hell. What do I see, taste, touch, smell, feel in hell? And he gives certain helps to create and to compose the plays. And I remember as a 20-something-year-old composing this hell and then imagining myself in hell and realizing that it could really happen. I could go to hell. That drastically changed my whole understanding of salvation, the lordship of Jesus Christ, discipleship. And that was just one of 30 days of composition of plays. Incidentally, I have to also tell you that earlier in my priesthood, when I was transferred from one parish to another, and it's always difficult for a priest to leave a parish, I went to the Acts of the Apostles to St. Paul when he left Ephesus. Paul loved Ephesus. And in the Acts of the Apostles, it recounts when he had to leave. And it broke his heart, and he gives an exhortation to the elders. So I created a composition of place at that point in order to put myself in the scene there with Paul as he's leaving Ephesus and speaking to the elders, because in my life there was an event happening that was parallel to that. You see how composition of place can help us. Composition of place can be very powerful in terms of healing. So someone has been hurt or harmed in the past, they can use composition of place to go to a biblical scene to allow the Lord Jesus to be with them and the Lord to heal them actively. So composition of place has many purposes and many different ways it can be used. Now, I said how I love composition of place in my 20s. Honestly, as I've gotten older, I tend not to use composition of place as much. It's a lot of work, folks. It's a lot of work. As an introvert, I tend not to naturally go to composition of place. Extroverts love composition of place, right? I tend to shy away from it and go to other prayer methods, especially as I get older. But that's just my temperament at my age matching a prayer method. Now, I will say that when I'm on retreats or when I have prolonged quiet, I find myself going back to composition of place so I can rest and actually engage it, right? But composition of place might be something that actively helps you. As you try this particular prayer method, you might say, this is the one. And sometimes we have one prayer method at one part of our life, and then it changes. Sometimes we're actually in the midst of prayer, and God will move us from one prayer method to the other. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will take us above all prayer methods. Of course, our task is simply to pray and to follow where the Holy Spirit leads. Remembering the wisdom that St. Paul taught us, he told us, we do not know how to pray as we ought. It is the Spirit who prays through us. So you always follow where the Spirit leads. Composition of place can be one additional resource, one help. And again, there are many other methods. We talked about Lectio Divina. As we continue through Lent, I'm going to introduce you to even more prayer methods. The task as the people of God is to use and engage these prayer methods and to find the one that resonates with you, that's going to help you to pray, to have that mysterious encounter of prayer that the Catechism of the Catholic Church speaks of. So with that understanding, Team Grace, let's go ahead and pray. Let's do a composition of place. Let's go to the gospel today. We have that beautiful account of the Lord Jesus with the Samaritan woman. So that's going to be our composition of place. Usually for composition of place, again, you're seated. You're normally just casual. Palms up are not usually used for composition of place. But if that helps you, you can certainly do that. But I'm just going to ask you, invite you to close your eyes. I want you to see Jacob's well, and it's actually much smaller and simpler than what we might have thought. In fact, it's just a simple village well. The stones are haphazard, one on top of the other. There's grass and roots and weeds coming through all the different cracks of the stones of the well. We're on a path, and as we're approaching, we can smell the local village. We can smell the animals, the food that's being prepared. As we're walking, there's dust and dirt. We can taste the dust. It's everywhere. As we get closer to the well, we see the Samaritan woman leaving. We see the Lord Jesus there reclining on Jacob's well. The Lord looks tired. His feet are dirty. His sandals are beaten up. There's dirt, mud everywhere. We can hear the villagers speaking and laughing. Children are crying. Some people are singing in the distance. We approach the Lord. We see his beard, his face. His hair is disheveled. As we approach Jacob's well, we go to sit down ourselves. The stones are all over the place. We are trying to find a place to sit. You can feel the stone, the coldness of the stone. As we sit down, we look to the Lord. He smiles at us. His eyes, those divine, powerful eyes, pierce our souls. We feel that a conversation has started and we have not even yet started to speak. The Lord shows us his sacred heart. It burns through his garments. It's red. It's on fire. It's shining. And the Lord opens the doors of his heart. He opens the doors of his heart and he looks at each of us. There's something the Lord Jesus wants to say to us. Something we've been waiting for him to say to us. Be at peace. Let the Lord speak to you. The Lord is speaking now. Listen. As the Lord is speaking to us, we feel our own hearts begin to be filled with warmth. And we open the doors of our own hearts. There are some things we've been wanting to say to the Lord. Some things we've been holding back. Now there at Jacob's well, with the Lord who loves us. We open the doors of our hearts and we're going to talk to him. Speak to the Lord now and tell him what's in your own heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.